This audio clip is brought to you by Lickin' On Lending and the sponsors that make this show possible, ArchMI, Black Knight, and Open Mortgage. To listen to the full episode, check out lickinonlending.com.
Alice, what you got?
Thanks, Dave. Hey, everybody. Are you used to saying Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection yet? I'm still getting tongue-tied on it. I still want to say CFPB, but here we go. Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection, right? Just keep practicing it. Anyway, that's the new name that came out of the regulatory relief bill, along with many other changes. But the key one that we're watching this week as lenders are all working on the VA refinance changes. So Circular 26-18-13 was published right away, hopefully to stop any loans or help you at least make adjustment to any loans that were in process or ready to close, because this became effective with applications on May 25th, and you have to be very careful to make sure that you make these corrections on the net tangible benefit change. So the main thing is we used to have a payment test. We had to make sure that the veteran's payment didn't increase by more than 20%. Now we've got multiple layers for a net tangible benefit that we've got to make sure we're paying attention to. So we still have the recoupment. We still have the 210-day rule. So, you know, we still have to make sure it's a benefit to the borrower over 3 years that they're going to be able to recoup their closing costs. We still have to make sure there's at least 210 days of seasoning. Now we've got the extra layers that essentially mean that anytime you're going to be charging discount points, you probably need to get an appraisal. Now, VA did give us an appendix that goes with the circular that describes what's needed in the appraisal. And it did say that you could potentially do a drive-by, but you know, for all practical purposes, you're probably going to need to see if they've done any improvements on the inside. And for most of your deals, it may mean that you've got to get a full appraisal. So this is a little contradictory to the benefits of an interest rate reduction refinance loan, right? The whole idea is I don't have to bother with all that. I don't need income or asset verification. And my vet can just simply benefit from a lower interest rate. So the concept of an interest rate reduction refinance loan from the VA is still out there, as long as you don't have to charge point. It should be easy enough to be able to always say the veteran's getting the interest rate benefit. So the new test is on a fixed rate to a fixed rate, they have a half point benefit in their interest rate. If they're going from a fixed to an ARM, you've got to make sure that there's a 2% benefit to that ARM reduction. And the reason it's so large is because an ARM loan can go up 1% each year, and at least this way, the borrower gets 2 years of a benefit of a lower interest rate. And at year two, which is essentially the rate for year three, that's at least worst case scenario back to even. So you've got to watch for this interest rate benefit. And you've also got to watch for that if discount points are being charged, you've triggered needing an appraisal to be able to defend the loan-to-value calculation. I don't see any way, based on the way the memo is written and the fact that they put in an appendix with the appraisal information, there doesn't seem to be any way to get around getting an appraisal. You can't base it based off of original principal balance or an old appraisal. So just want to have a heads up about this. This is a new cost to the transaction and definitely a new dynamic to how loan officers are selling it today. Another quick heads up that we want to make sure that you're paying attention to is simply that you've got the Fannie and Freddie's UCD, so their Uniform Closing Data Set mandate, starts June 25th. So any loan submitted must have the embedded closing disclosure in that UCD file. And you've got to make sure you've got it right, because there are going to be new fatal critical edits that you'll have to be watching out for. And certainly you don't want to have those types of delays. So that's my report for today, Dave. I'll swing it back to you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Alice. Appreciate it. And appreciate when you can't make it, you send in the recordings. There's so much going on.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
ArchMI is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive ArchMI rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, David.
Mid-market lenders, credit unions, and regional banks often face time and cost constraints when it comes to implementing new technology. The good news is, you don't have to settle for less than the best when selecting a loan origination system. Black Knight is a leading mortgage technology provider and offers an option to install its state-of-the-art Empower LOS in less than 6 months through its Empower Now program. With shorter timelines and lower implementation costs, you can have Empower up and running quickly so you can begin originating more loans. Empower Now is a faster, more cost-effective implementation approach designed specifically for mid-tier financial institutions. With its configurable workflow and business process automation, Empower scales as your loan volume increases, meaning you don't have to change your LOS as your operations grow. Learn more about this game-changing approach to your LOS at blackknightinc.com.